Sandwich, sandwich, I'm in love with you.
Lou. What's up, Lou?
Can I ask you, it's an outstanding evening tonight.
And why is that?
Because I'm standing 22 floors up outside my balcony looking south towards the Great Loop of Chicago.
Very nice.
We have some ice forming on the lake.
All right.
Ice has already formed on the lake, I guess. I guess more is forming.
Or you can see it forming.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I've never been one with eyesight. never been one of my strong suits.
So, Lou, what do you think of that Blade Runner story? What is that all about, Lou?
No idea.
You know, the Blade Runner. He killed his model girlfriend.
Oh, that guy.
Yes.
Blade Runner.
The Blade Runner.
That was his name. That's outstanding.
I know. But wouldn't it have been more ironic if he had used one of those blades?
Yes. Well, of course, everybody is in his court. He couldn't have done that. Hey.
I just brought that up to use that blade joke.
I loved it. That was perfect.
And of course, Lou, they're going to pick a new pope. Are you in the running?
No, I am not in the running.
Okay.
But I also understand
yes.
that Cardinal Francis George is not in the running either.
Oh, well, that's good. I don't think an American pope could ever make it because we're too scandal-ridden.
Or an Irish pope. God, imagine what would happen there.
Every St. Patrick's Day would certainly be a...
Oh, my God, there'd be dispensation all over the world.
So, Lou, the game's going on right now. What's your pick between the East and West of the NBA All-Stars?
I could care less.
Are we part of the West or the East, Lou? Do you know that?
I would assume the Blackhawks.
I would assume we're part of the East. What'd you say?
I would assume not.
Okay. Well, we'll find out.
How about the Blackhawks?
They're fine, Lou. Did they win again today?
Oh, they didn't have... Yes, they did win today.
All right, there you go. And that's the Stanley Cup winners right there.
And they play again Tuesday.
They play Los Angeles again?
No, they play again Tuesday.
Oh, who do they play on Tuesday?
The Canucks.
The Canucks. You know, I've always wondered about the Canucks. Isn't that a derogatory name for a Canadian?
Not in Canada.
Huh?
Not in Canada.
Oh, I see. So can you call a Canadian a Canuck in a bar and still have your teeth at the end?
In Canada, you could, I guess.
All right. Let's go.
Unless you're a Puerto Rican calling somebody a Canuck, then I think you'd get your ass kicked.
I don't know why I brought it up, Lou.
Okay.
So, Lou, your restaurant.
Just making sure you don't step outside that line again. Go ahead.
The No Fork Review is on the air, Lou. I got you a theme song. So it's playing right now.
What is it?
It's called I Love Sandwiches.
I Love Sandwiches.
So, Lou, tell me about your review. What is your No Fork Review this week? Which venue, where are we going this week, Lou?
Well, actually, this week we're going to venture into a favorite haunt of mine.
Very good.
Which would be the Club Lago.
The Club Lago! Ding, 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 ding. Hey, Guido, free meal coming up. Go, Lou.
Yes, yes, we are going for the sandwich actually named Guido.
The Guido has a sandwich named the Guido at the Club
Lago. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. It is... Italian beef?
Yes.
Meatballs?
Yes.
Sausage?
Sausage.
Cheese?
Cheese.
Some sauce?
Nice sauce. Gravy?
Just heat it up.
Huh? What's the last part?
Heat it up.
Yeah, Blue.
It's a hot sandwich.
So how did Guido invent this? Did he have a hangover one day and suddenly...
But I never even bother asking.
So when you...
No, then I'd have to interview him, and then we'd have... Yeah, I had the Lago, I had the Guido.
So, Lou, how many spills do you give the Guido?
Oh, I only give the Guido 3.75.
Oh, no!
Yes.
And what are you taking the .25 off for?
Just to bust his balls. And it could have used a little bit more sauce. But it's mostly a ball buster.
And so ends another version of No Forks Review. There's your seat theme song.
Yes. But I do recommend the Guido.
All right.
It is not for the light affair that just wants to have a quick sandwich before they go back to work.
Very good.
It will put you into napping mode.
Yeah, get a nice shot. Have a shot with Guido while you're there. So.
I'm not there.
All right.
No, you can't have a shot with Guido until I guess he's got a few more days left of this.
Okay.
Guidonization, the cleansing.
Okay, I did not know that.
Oh yes, Jesus came to him one morning and said, "Cleanse."
I see.
So he's been cleansing for the next 30 days.
Who came to him? Jesus?
It was Jesus. It was Jesus.
Okay, let's go to your question of the week, Lou, before we're excommunicated.
It was Jesus. Go ahead.
Which of the Pope powers would you want and why?
The folk powers?
Pope powers. The powers of the Pope.
P-E. I would like to be able to convince people that God talks through me. I think I can have a ball with that.
Lou, give us your catchphrase out. Another episode of Lou Dickman has been flushed down the memory hole. Give us your catchphrase out.
The Lord says, have an outstanding weekend.
Go Bear!
This is a commission inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Infallibility Service. When you need special dispensation from Dickman, see Lou uptown, downtown, all around in Chicago. Tell him Lou dispenses you.